I follow him avidly for all my Big 12 news. Barry Trammell. Barry, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How's things in Utah?
Oh, it's nice, man. We've got a little bit too much precipitation. But other than that, we hope that spring will bring beautiful flowers and our golf games can improve. Barry, do you have enough time to play golf out in Oklahoma?
No, I don't. You know what? Here's the tragedy of life for people like me. When I had enough time to play golf, I didn't have the money. Now that I got money to play, I don't have the time. So I gotta get my life straight and lined out, and I love it. You know, I've never actually been to Utah except for Salt. I've been to the airport, flying in and out, but I've been to Colorado, and I love it, and I love to go to play golf in Colorado. I bet the golf in Utah is equally spectacular.
It is, and I have a great way that you guys can get out to Utah. Let's schedule a home-home. If you want to do a home-home neutral, that's fine. We go down to Jerry's World as well. But let's do this again. BYU versus Oklahoma. Can we make it happen?
You know what? I think I'd just soon get you guys in the conference and not have to worry about it.
That's what I'm talking about. I have no problem with it. I was on that 2009 team. Actually, that was my first game where, you know, we had that neutral, which it really wasn't neutral. Right, it was just a sea of red, and we came away with a W, so we're not scared.
Look at him just rubbing it. Barry, tell us why you say that. Why would BYU be a good fit for the Big 12, and why would you say that?
Well, I mean, I think the Big 12 eventually is going to have to. Yeah, I think eventually they're going to have to expand, and they screwed around and let Louisville get away. And now there's not two good options out there. There's one good option, Brigham Young. There's not two. However, I think the Big 12 ought to get to 11, and that way when the day comes when they need and have to get back to 12, they're at least halfway there. So
why not?
It would be an awfully wide conference. From Morgantown to Provo is a long way. But it would be really good football, and I think it would be best for all involved.
Why not just a scheduling agreement? You know, if it's so difficult to add another member to split the TV pie, why not just set up a scheduling agreement? So, you get the strength of schedule. BYU is considered a P5, tremendous football program. You don't have to add them to the conference. You don't have to worry about Sunday play. And you kind of kill, you kill that bird, and you can go on with, a column here is all about non-conference schedule. It takes care of all those things.
I'm all for a scheduling agreement. I think that'd be great. But I think the Big 12 is going to have to get to 12 and two divisions in a championship game. I think eventually that's going to have to happen. I think a scheduling agreement is just a Band-Aid on a bigger problem. So I'm all for a scheduling agreement if we can get that done with the Brigham Young. I don't think that would necessarily enhance the Big 12 schedule necessarily for this reason. I think the schools that would sign up for Brigham Young would end up just replacing what good team they might be playing with Brigham Young. In other words, Oklahoma's playing Tennessee this year. I don't think you'd see the Sooners playing Tennessee and Brigham Young in the same year. Texas Tech playing Arkansas. I don't think you're going to see Tech playing Arkansas and BYU. So, to me, it's a fundamental problem in their scheduling philosophy that's got to change.
Barry Trammell from The Oklahoman on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Your column is entitled, Big 12's Non-Conference Schedule is Embarrassing. And, I have to wonder, the College Football Playoff Committee, will they criticize the Big 12's non-conference scheduling more than not having a conference championship or vice versa?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the situation. Last season was a perfect storm. I think the Big 12 was penalized for not having the 13th game. I think if Baylor or TCU had the 13th game, had beaten a good team there on December 5th or whatever the date was, I think there was a chance they'd get the nod over Ohio State. I don't think it's necessarily a slam dunk. But in the case of Baylor, which beat TCU and in theory, you know, deserved to be the Big 12 representative in the discussion. Baylor played nobody. Played SMU, Rice, and Lamar, I think, was there, or maybe Northwestern or Louisiana. I can't remember. Three bad teams. And, you know, the Big 12 has sort of hung its hat on this nine-game conference schedule. But when you have three bad non-conference games, who cares how many conference games you're playing? So I think it hurt them on both ends. I do think that long-term, that lack of a 13th game is going to hurt the Big 12 just from a simple mathematics. I mean, when you're talking about this level of football, 12 or 13 games, you're not talking about 12 or 13 real games. You're talking about 9 or 10 real games because everybody's got a game or two in the conference that's automatic. In the Big 12, it's Kansas and typically Iowa State, and then a couple of rum-dums on the non-conference. So you're talking 9 or 10 games. And the difference between 9 and 10, the difference of 1 is fairly significant when it's 9 and 10. If you're talking 40 and 41, it's not a big difference. But when an Ohio State has played 10 good games and has one loss, and Baylor has played 9 real games and has one loss, to me that's a fairly significant edge for the Buckeyes. So I think they've got a deal at some point.
Barry, man down. We'll give him a call back. Yeah, I see what he's saying. But it's fallen on deaf ears. And that's what my next question for him has to do with, you know, why didn't the Big 12 get that memo? It seems like the only teams that really got that memo for out-of-conference scheduling are Oklahoma and Texas. Everybody else, you know, your Big 12 title winners in the last 4 years have been Baylor, Kansas State, and who was the other team? I'm blanking here. Baylor, Kansas State, and Oklahoma State. That's who it is, Oklahoma State. Yet, you know, they really didn't play a whole lot of tough teams during those title runs.
Is that why?
Well, they still have to win the Big 12, right? I mean, the problem with the Big 12 is they've been bit in the behind so many times with that conference championship game. So many times.
But I'm saying maybe you say, okay, we know this is a tough road ahead of us conference-wise, and so let's go ahead and have a cupcake non-conference schedule to get us through. You know, let's make it to conference healthy.
Well, that's what the SEC did for a long time. Yeah. They'd always schedule an FCS opponent without fail.
Makes sense, yeah. It makes sense.
They'd have the warm-up
SEC,
games.
Right?
Yeah, because, yeah, exactly. I mean, in the Big 12,
now we're good.
I think would view themselves at that time, maybe when they were looking at these schedules, maybe they viewed themselves as better than they really were. Barry, you back on with us?
I'm back, gentlemen.
Championship game, but I want to get down to this. In the last four conference championship teams out of the Big 12, it's Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and then also. Now I'm blanking again.
Baylor.
That's right. They're playing no power conference opponents in their non-conference scheduling this year.
Right. Which is why it's embarrassing.
Is this, I mean, why didn't they get the memo? I mean, the only teams that have really scheduled, I guess, what I would deem as appropriate, they got the memo that the College Football Playoff Committee is going to be looking heavily at the strength of schedule are Oklahoma and Texas. Those are the only two schools.
Well, yeah, in for TCU is, you know, they've got a home in Minnesota. That's okay. Oklahoma State's actually been playing better teams recently. They played Florida State last year, Mississippi State the year before. This year, just they got Pitt home coming up. This is a bad year. It just sort of fell on them. It's Baylor that's really dropping the ball. Baylor has sort of dug its heels in and says, you know what, we don't have to play anybody. We don't want to. And they've adopted the Bill Snyder scheduling philosophy, which Snyder on occasion has played somebody, but for the most part doesn't want to. And they're just not, you know, the Big 12 is not a conference that is a strong leadership at the top. And I don't mean the personality. I mean the office. Just doesn't have the power to say this is what we're going to do. And until that happens, I don't think you're going to see a Baylor or a Kansas State do it.
Is the AD at Texas, is he truly running the conference? Is that the guy that's truly at the helm?
No, DeVos Dodds is retired. Steve Patterson's the new AD. And here's the deal. There's not anybody really running the conference. It's a little bit of anarchy is what it is. Everybody sort of runs their own ship. And Texas is the big dog, and Oklahoma next to them is the big dog. So Oklahoma and Texas sort of do what they want to. But it's just not a good spirit. It's just not a spirit of teamwork. And that's what I hope Bob Bowlsby can eventually create with the Big 12, is the spirit that you see in the Big 10 or the SEC, or certainly in the Pac-12 now with Larry Scott, where, convince these schools that, hey, we're not trying to pull you down, we're trying to lift everybody up. So that's Bob Bowlsby's biggest job, is get everybody to pull together for the good of the conference.
Anarchy. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're siloed within their anarchy. Barry Trammell from the Oklahoma and on with us here at Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. I think that's a very powerful term that you just used. Anarchy is how you describe the Big 12 and how they run their separate programs. It's just kind of a free-for-all, and those that are most powerful in Texas and Oklahoma are the only ones that have, in my opinion, done it right. But very interesting stuff here, Barry. Look, we can continue to talk about BYU to the Big 12, but everyone is saying that it's not going to happen. Patterson has stated that. All the ADs, Bowlsby, went back and forth. Why is it that Bowlsby went back and forth? Talked about having a conference championship game and then within a week changed his mind.
Well, I think Bowlsby got sort of a baptism in Big 12 politics. I think Bowlsby believed that conference needed to go to a championship game. And the great thing about a championship game in the current format is if you go to one, if it doesn't work, you don't have to keep it. If you go out and add somebody to the conference, if you bring Cincinnati into the Big 12 and it's a disaster, well, you can't kick them out. You're sort of stuck with it. But a championship game, you're not stuck with. If it proves to be a bad idea, just get rid of it. And I think he was ready to say, hey, let's do this. And then he goes to the last meeting, and they say, we don't want to do this. We're fine the way we are. And I think he sort of had to backpedal and realize that, what it goes back to that leadership vacuum. It's not the personality, it's the office. It's just it's not a strong pulpit that he has, and he's going to have to change that over time.
How many times since 1996 to 2010 during that BCS era did the championship game come and bite him in the rear?
Oh, it knocked him three or four times. Maybe not three or four. Knocked him out a couple times. It knocked out Kansas State in 98. Might have knocked out Nebraska in 96. I may be missing it. Knocked out Texas in 01. Might have knocked out, probably did not, no doubt about it, did knock out Missouri in 07. The truth of the matter is it's hard. To me, you can't compare the current format to what happened during that era, because during that era, you're only talking about the Big 12 and the SEC having the championship games. Now, everybody has one except the Big 12. There's five leagues, four spots. If there's any gray area, the Big 12's losing out. The Big 12 will be the team on the outside of any discussion. So what Baylor and a lot of people say, Baylor's not the only one, but Art Briles is the most vocal. He says, if we just win all our games, we'll be in. Well, he's right about that, but that's like going to Houston and say, if I just avoid the traffic, I'll be there on time. Well, that's not right. But you're not avoiding traffic in Houston. Here's a good stat for you guys. There have been 13 seasons in which a power conference has played a 9-game conference schedule. 13 seasons. 4 in the Big 12, 9 in the Pac-12 or Pac-10. Only one of those 13 seasons has a team gone unbeaten in conference play. Oregon in 2010. It's the only time. When you start playing a bunch of conference games, you're going to lose somewhere along the line. Even a great team's going to lose. So if your plan is to win all your conference games and schedule easy in non-conference, that's a bad plan. You need to schedule tough in the non-conference so that you have something to fall back on when you do lose that one game in conference play.
Like the Big 12 doesn't like to play the odds.
Nope.
Yeah, well, it's not that. It's not that. They just hadn't got enough sense to look it up.
Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Barry, Coach Mendenhall from BYU has stated that he projects that in 2017 there might be a shift in college football once again. I don't know if he's alluding to the fact that the Big Ten and their TV rights will be up at that time. If maybe a power conference will be created at that time. Do you foresee anything happening in that transition when that renegotiation for those TV contracts come up in 2017?
The only thing I hear is a lot of people believe that the playoff will expand to 8. I personally don't think it will do that quickly, because if you go past 4, then you're eliminating the bowls, and I don't see any. I see the bowls being strengthened. For instance, the Big 12 and the SEC now own the Sugar Bowl. That's theirs. The Pac-12 and the Big Ten have for a long time owned the Rose Bowl. So I don't. You know, I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're going to see the current format stay the same for quite a few years, at least. You know, give the current format a chance to get its legs and see exactly what it's going to produce. But that's the only thing I've heard. A lot of people think it will come sooner.
If they were to expand to 8 teams by 2017 or 2018, how would that affect an independent BYU football squad?
Well, it'd give BYU a better shot at getting in. I mean, right now BYU is going to have to go 12-0 to get in. And with 8, the Cougars might get in at 11-1. I think it'd be tough, to be honest with you. I think with an 8 team, I think one thing they would sell is they would give the mid-majors, those 5 leagues below the Power 5, I think they'd give them an automatic bid. All of a sudden, that's 6 automatic bids. And the problem with wild cards is, you see that in the NCAA basketball tournament. The people in power, they want to give more opportunity to people, but they don't want to give it to people that's not like them. So those 2 wild cards are going to go to a second SEC team or a second Big Ten team or a second Pac-12 team. I don't think it's going to open up a lot of opportunity for people outside the power structure. But it clearly, you know, right now an 11-1 BYU's got no chance. You know, with 8 teams, they'd have a better chance.
Barry, we appreciate you coming on our airwaves. Tremendous insight, as always. And hopefully you enjoy your off season. If you consider this an off season, you got any vacations planned?
I'm coming to Colorado, and I'm going to Washington D.C. In a couple of weeks. So, hadn't been to D.C. in 34 years. So, looking forward to that. Check you out. See what's wrong with the government. Maybe I can figure it out in a week.
Let me know what you find there. Travel safe. If you ever want to head out to Salt Lake, let us know. We'd be happy to show you some hospitality, show you around the state.
All right. Now, you guys be nice to my old pal Josh Heupel when you play Utah State in November. He's now the offensive coordinator in Logan, and he's a good dude. So take it easy on the Aggies.
That has been a hostile game. If you followed that game for the last 3 years, one of the quarterbacks have gotten injured. Taysom gets injured 1 year. Chucky Keaton gets injured the other. Taysom gets injured again. It's getting ridiculous.
Well, they replaced Utah. They replaced Utah as the big rival.
that now you're going to get a bunch of BYU fans up in a hissy fit. They don't consider Utah State a rivalry game just yet, even though I do. I think it's a bit of a rivalry game, but BYU fans, I don't think they're there yet.
Well, since I've got the speaker, let me say one thing. Hey, Utah, play Brigham Young every year.
Nice. Hey, I'm right there with you. It's good for the economy. It's great for the young men that get to play in the game. And I think I speak for Brian as well. Just the memories are invaluable to us in those games. So, Barry, thank you so much, brother. We look forward to doing it again.
See you later.
All right, see you later. Brian Logan still by my side. Barry Trammell, that was a great interview, breaking down the Big 12 and their out-of-conference schedule. Just says that they don't have enough sense to look up the odds. The odds of going undefeated, that is. I asked, what was it, Art Briles? Art Briles mentioned that all Baylor has to do is go undefeated. Yeah, well, if you look at the 13 seasons or so between the Big 12 and the Pac-12, where they've done this, you know, nine-conference schedule where you're playing just your conference teams, doing this round-robin format, only one team in 2010 went undefeated. That was Oregon. The odds are not forever in your favor when you try to go that route. You got to play the odds. And they just don't have enough sense to look up those odds.
I just don't get it, man. I mean, he says sense and whatnot. I mean, I think it just obviously has to come down to money, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, you always follow.
Well, I mean, as far as it trying to expand. But, I mean, without expanding, you could at least schedule.
He said what I've said from the time that we started talking about expansion. Only BYU brings value to the Big 12. Only BYU. But in order to expand, you have to have two teams. You have to have one more team. And there's no other teams that add the same value as BYU. You can't say UCF. You can't say USF. You can't say Cincinnati. They just don't add enough value. And that's how it is. And then your footprint's very wide, you know, in travel and all those things. Yeah. So at any rate, Barry Trammell, check out that interview at ESPN960sports.com. We got